White, W.C. White, Mary. Haskell, S.N. Buffalo, New York, September 16, 1880. Dear children, Willie and Mary, and Elder S.N. Haskell. I will improve the few moments while waiting for train to take us to Clyde, Ohio. In writing to you, I feel badly that I have not been able to write you oftener and more particulars. But as I have gone from place to place, I have had many individual testimonies to write which have been quite a heavy burden on me in addition to my labors in talking the truth. Every camp meeting has been good. Father has labored well and has been very pleasant. I am satisfied it was my duty to come east. We have attended 6 camp meetings. Sometimes my strength has been severely taxed, as when I went to South Lancaster hoping for rest. I was so burdened in the night, as the true state of things in the church pressed upon my soul, that I arose in the night and betook myself to prayer. I could not sleep but about 2 hours. I wrote all the next day and held meeting at night. Wrote the next day and held meeting at night. I have now about freed my soul to South Lancaster Church, but there was much hard work at Vermont, individual testimonies to be borne. I found Brother Bean had put in his name for credentials. I took him and wife alone and talked to them most severely in reference to his course. He thought he was all prepared to move to Kansas and make an acceptable minister. But I told him he was not a firm, victorious man, and I should not sanction his having credentials. He was a terribly taken-down man. I find such cases everywhere. Those who are unfitted for any work, or ready to take any responsible place. But you can see by this how matters press me, how hard I have to work. A little rest I get. I wrote about 80 pages at Hornellsville. Then I made an arrangement with Brother Eggleston to spend about 2 days with them. But Elder B.L. Whitney said Belknap wished us to hold over Tuesday. They had so much unfinished business they would be broken up if we left. So we agreed to stay, and I spoke in the morning meeting. Spoke in forenoon tract and missionary meeting, urging with all my power vigilant missionary labor if they would have their tract and missionary societies kept alive. I made this as strong as possible. I called on the ministers to educate themselves in this work, that they may be prepared to educate others whom they shall bring into the truth how to work. When all were set to work intelligently, there would be a living, growing interest, so that their treasury would not be, as then, nearly empty, and they destitute of funds. But I must hurry, for I want Edson, White, to take this when he goes to the Falls. I scarcely know what to say to you in regard to Father. I have stood firm as a rock to principle, had several set-tos, but held my own without flinching. Father is now deciding that if Haskell leaves the Pacific Forest, we must go there and you not be left alone. But what do you think? He thinks if Haskell comes to conference, he must go back and not leave you without help which he can give. We want to go to Florida this winter. What do you think of this? We want to write this winter and get away from printing offices. Father at times seems to be seeing himself, then he will rouse up and make his stand, but I shall keep straight if God will help me. I spoke 4 times last Tuesday and prayed at the ordination of ministers. I pray night and day for physical strength and clearness of mind. I shall have it. God is good. I praise His holy name. We want Haskell here at conference. This must be. I shall put all my care and trust in God. He will not leave me to my poor judgment or to the work of the enemy. Edson and Emma White, have done well. Edson is making a good speaker. If he is humble and makes God his strength, he can do good. Do write me all particulars how matters go. Send an envelope to Edson, and I will keep all to myself if you desire it. Do write. Mother.